Mind
Podcast of Universal
Utterance.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 13 with verses 22 through 25 today. It concludes our practice as we close up Hebrews. We'll be moving on to another book tomorrow. I'm not sure what, but it'll be in the New Testament. And we've gone through quite a number of them. Tomorrow I might name all the ones that we have worked through and briefly bring up the one that we'll begin. But today we're in Hebrews chapter 13, and we close our letter to the Hebrews in verses 22 through 25. Brothers, I ask you to bear with this message of encouragement, for I have written to you rather briefly. I must let you know that our brother Timothy has been set free. If he comes soon, I shall see you together with him. Greetings to all your leaders and to all the holy ones. Those from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with all of you. You know, I have to admit that there is such a joy to complete each book that I translate into poetry, finding the practice the Lord calls me to accomplish in the name sure makes me feel accomplished. There are times when I feel a little overzealous, I must admit. My voice seems to raise, and the Spirit so holy beams his joy of living redeemed. How can I not share what gives us all freedom in such a way that allows others to see the beauty of living in peace? Isn't this what we want in life? Peace? If not peace, what then? Peace brings us the encouragement of living for love, faith, and hope of His mercy, seeking to share the joy of miracles without question, knowing, as Paul, that life in Christ becomes all things to all people. And this message of optimism brings about the courage we all need to live and breathe the love of Jesus. No matter the place, no matter the hour, no matter the person, talk Jesus and see His truth of peace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife Tony and my mother Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. You know that I always pray for the reposed soul of my father, Thomas Earl Wiggins. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the others of prayers needing in the war of Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, those imprisoned. We pray for the Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 13. It's verses 18 through 21. It's a one-stanza poem with a one-line ending. It's titled, "You all receive the grace of Christ until we see Him." Encouragement message bear brothers, briefly written, mentioning Timothy's freedom. Soon comes he, together you'll see me time another. One's holy and leaders greet, as Italy send its greetings through them. You all receive the grace of Christ until we see him. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 3rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, you know, we pray for different things each day. We pray for parents, if they're alive. We pray for their souls, if they have passed on to the next life. We pray for our friends. But do you pray for your foes? Pray for those who seem against you, even though they may say they're not. Pray for those who seem to be in control of things that you might want, but you can't have because of their decision. We pray for those who are running the church's leadership. We ask that the Lord anoint their souls to open up the church and bring the flock back. Don't tear down the church, but build it up in Jesus' name, allowing those who are in a state of grace find the opportunity to learn how to serve the church. We pray for that today as we close at 7:11. Oh, thank heaven for universal utterings and 7:11, our time of closure today, in the name of Jesus. As we call out to our good friends, John and Marie, God bless you too. Hope you're doing well, and peace be with you this morning as we say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for joining us. Peace be with you.